And it's time for our Voice of the Valley. And my guest today is Charles Tuttle. He is a Republican, but he is running as an independent for the lone seat here in North Dakota of the U.S. House of Representatives. Charles, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, for folks that don't know you, I guess you kind of refer to yourself as Mr. Referendum. You've been successful.
Or initiatives, yeah.
Yeah, and yep. These initiatives here in North Dakota. And one was a few years ago, the property tax initiative.
Yes, sir.
You supported
yes.
that. And you said this year, what do you have?
Well, I actually have two on the ballot this year. Okay. I have the one that you have to be a U.S. citizen in order to vote in North Dakota. And the other one is to make sure that any volunteer fireman or EMT will be given a free license plate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why you're running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the main reason I'm running, I'm a huge Trump supporter, and I just don't see Republicans supporting this president. I see them running and hiding anytime some issue of controversy or some issue of great importance. We still haven't gotten a wall. We still haven't gotten. We got an omnibus bill. We got a second one, I think, yesterday. That we're still funding Planned Parenthood. We still have Common Core in our schools in North Dakota. We've got legislators who are running right now who have spent all of our money here, and we have nothing to show for it. We're spending $300 million on out-of-state students to come to school in North Dakota. We're spending $3.2 billion on welfare in North Dakota. We have an immigration problem here. If you go to Fargo, you go to Grand Forks, you talk to anybody there, they will tell you that there are serious problems, and we're spending a lot of money on people that just aren't acclimating themselves to our culture and our way of living, and no one's talking about it. I think no politicians I haven't heard. And mm-hmm. I was just at the oil conference, and I was I saw a panel with Senator Wardner and Al Carlson. He's the majority leader, and they were talking about now how they're going to spend the legacy fund, how they're going to spend all this money that we have saved up in North Dakota, and they don't even know how much, because Mr. Wardner said that we have 3.2 in the school lands trust, when in fact we have $4 billion. He's $1 billion off. So these are reasons I've been involved in all of the different issues out there, whether it's Farm Bureau, whether it's religious liberties with the Family Alliance. I've always been a behind-the-scenes guy, but the two individuals that I see running right now are less qualified. They've been part-time legislators for 8 years. I think that's not, you know, if you want to say it's 4 years of experience versus my 30 years of being out in the street and actually getting initiatives by the people on the ballot, is quite a big difference.
Let's see now. You still are a member of the Republican Party.
I certainly am.
You still go to the conventions.
I stole the convention this year. Everybody says you can go on my Tuttle rebuttal and see my speech at the convention. I'm the only one who talks about the Second Amendment. I'm the only one who talks about, you know, the fighting Sioux. We need to bring that back. We shouldn't allow out-of-state people to determine, you know, what we are loyal in. If it's okay to be fighting Irish because they're white, then why is it not okay to be fighting Sioux because they're native? If that's hostile and abusive, to me, that's pure racism.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to bring those things back and take the stand and support them. I've been fighting these battles. You know, everybody says I'm on the losing side. I don't care. I'm always on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's more important to me, whether it's everybody who's talking about property tax problems right now. Yeah, they all wish they had voted yes on Measure 2. I know that. And I just saw where West Fargo voted a $100 million bond. The sad part of it was, out of 40,000 population, only 5,000 people voted. Okay, mm-hmm. they're spending $750,000 for 3 football fields for AstroTurf, and we're not educating our kids. It's just ridiculous. We're indoctrinating.
But Jamestown shot their referendum down on the same day.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And you know what? If Jamestown would call me, anyone who calls me,
uh-huh.
I will show them how we need to fund schools through our school lands trust that has $4 billion. It says right in the Constitution that the state legislature shall provide for a free system of public education. And the state legislature is prohibited from levying property tax except for $1 million for the state hospital. Mm-hmm. We can use the school lands to fund any school buildings. It only takes $53 million a year, okay, to bond $1 billion. We have less than $400 in bonds out there right now on school buildings. We need to pay all those off, and the state needs to finance these schools.
Well, Charles, we ran out of time, but thanks for joining us today.
All right.
It looks like you're probably visiting all 53 counties.
I am. With my Trump trailer.
I see that.
You bet.
Very good.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You bet.
There's
Charles Tuttle, who's running for the lone U.S. House of Representatives Congress seat here in the state of North Dakota as an independent, our guest here on Our Voice of the Valley.